And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, film critic Dan Hudak previews the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival with founder and artistic director Gregory Von Hosch. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Broward County Arts Calendar features Jody Horn Leshinsky. A partnership between sister cities Nice, France, and Miami launched the Miami Nice Jazz Festival in 2012, and it's back again, featuring many great stars and new artists. Founder and CEO Philippe Potesta-Herder has concerts taking place countywide at five locations, opening Saturday, November 1st, and closing Sunday, November 23rd. The festival coincides with French Week's Miami, an initiative of the French-American Chamber of Commerce and the Consulate General of France, to promote French culture here in South Florida. And with us today to find out about all of the exciting details is, once again, the founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival, Mr. Philippe Potesta-Herder. And it's great to have you back with us, Philippe.
Thank you, Ed. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon, actually.
It's another exciting jazz festival popping up on November 1st, and you have really programmed it wonderfully. We'll get into specifics. You're with us for two segments. But, Philippe, take us back years ago to Nice, France, and tell me about the renowned Nice Jazz Festival.
Yes, Ed. In 1948, the first jazz festival in the world was held place in Nice, south of France, and welcomed artists such as Django Reinhardt, Louis Armstrong.
Django, wow.
Yeah, Stefan Grappelli. Back down memory lane, right?
Oh, Stefan Grappelli, so great. He played Gussman years and years ago, 25 years ago, for the Lunchtime Lively Art Series. Just phenomenal.
Amazing artist. And on that special day, the closing party of the festival at the Negresco Hotel turned into a torrid jam sesh, as you can imagine back then.
Sure, with those guys.
You know, early 50s, late 40s, with singer Yves Montand and Suzy Dallaire. Then in 1971 until 1993, the festival was held in a different area of town, which is called the Jardin Albert Premier, which is right by the beautiful Mediterranean Sea over there on the English Promenade. And in 1974, George Wynn, producer of the Newport Jazz Festival, among others, produced the Nice Jazz Festival in Simier.
So he brought over some American artists, maybe?
Yes,
Charlie
of course,
Parker
for
or
sure,
something like
for
that?
For sure. It was known as La Grande Parade. Mm. And it's only in 1994 that this festival became again the Nice Jazz Festival.
Oh.
So from 74 to 93, the festival was produced by George Wynn under La Grande Parade was the name of the festival, and welcomed artists such as Ella Fitzgerald, Charlie Mingus, Herbie Hancock, Hart Blakey, Miles Davis, Carlos Santana, and many, many, many others. Back in 2011, the festival moved from the ancient ruins of Simier, where it was actually being held for the last 20 years, and moved back to the original location, which I just mentioned to you before, which is the Jardin Albert Premier on the beautiful English Promenade. And this is when it moved to this area that after a trip to South of France during the Jazz Festival, which was held until that same year, was held in the arenas of Simier. So as a kid, when I was going over there with my parents, I was going to the arenas of Simier, which is the old Romain theater.
Wow.
So I never really saw a similarity with what I thought would be the location here in Miami, which is the beautiful Bayfront Park, which is that beautiful park on the water.
Yeah.
So when I was in Nice that summer, when it was the first year that it moved back to the Jardin, the gardens, that's when I realized a real similarity between actually the way it looks over there in Nice and the way it could look here in Miami at the Bayfront Park area, the Bayfront Park Garden and the amphitheater. So that's from that landscape standpoint that I first got the idea to be like, wow, that would look very good in Miami on the Biscayne Bay. That would be an amazing festival to bring over there. And moving back to Miami after my two months vacation in France, I found out that the city of Nice and the city of Miami were actually sister cities, which I have never known. I've been living here for over 10 years, and I didn't know that my birthplace.
It's kept quiet, I think.
Yeah,
I don't
pretty
know
much.
Why. I don't know.
You know, it's those are two very interesting cities that have a very similar position within their own country. like Miami is kind of a city that has this, it's almost like a country city in a mm-hmm. sense that it doesn't really relate to the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
true.
And so, so does Nice. It's kind of the same type of place where people have a very strong local cultural imprint. And they don't really fit in the larger scale of the country. They are like I just said, like almost like a little country city on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, being living here and being from Nice, I really started to believe that this project could get on. So that's when I decided to try to reach out to the mayor, to the mayor's office here at the city of Miami, and introduce our business plan in a sense, like what we wanted to do with this. That was like 3 years ago now. 4 years ago now, and we've been doing it ever since. Like they welcomed the opportunity. We organized a institutional trip to the Nice Jazz Festival with some of the person at the city, just to show them what it could become here in Miami.
Yeah.
So they have a visual of it.
Well, you were climbing a very high mountain because so many different people and producers and organizations have tried a consistent jazz festival here in Miami, and they'd last 2 or 3 years and whatnot. I remember The Big Orange mm-hmm. was produced by a great not-for-profit we had here called Pace, and it was in downtown Miami on the Bay, and it was more than just jazz. It was multi-music genres. But this year, Philippe, you planned such a variety of great jazz events and a variety of jazz styles and even beyond jazz styles all over Miami-Dade County. You'll be in five or more venues. Collaboration is the key to your success, I'm sure.
Yes, I mean, we, you know, a lot of people that produce other shows around the world, sometimes they just show up in town, they come in, and then they come out, and, mm-hmm. you know, they don't live here, mm-hmm. and they don't actually involve the community into their event. So something that really set us aside from a lot of other ventures, musical ventures, is that we are here all year long. I actually live here, so I'm very involved in the community. But we reach out to local artists. We reach out to all the different venues that are involved in jazz. Like, to give you an example, it was very important for us to involve the South Florida Cultural Arts Center,
mm-hmm.
which is, as you know, around 45 minutes from downtown Miami.
And very, very quick, easy drive.
It is. It is a quick, easy drive. But, you know, it's kind of a stretch. And that's just to show you a little bit about what we wanted to achieve here. We mm-hmm. really wanted to, every players that are involved in jazz on the whole year long basis, we want to kind of say to these people, like, this month, we're all going to celebrate jazz together. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter how far you are or where you're located in Dade, but we want to make sure to promote your beautiful venue for the rest of the year, because we only here 1 month, but there is 11 other months, and they have an amazing programmation over there.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Fliss is doing an amazing job.
Eric Fliss is always doing a great job at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. You're also celebrating the wonderful Olympia Theater in the Gusman Center in downtown Miami.
Yes, this is
many shows there.
A local jewel.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful theater.
Beautiful place. And it recently changed its name. Now it's really the Olympia mm-hmm. at Gusman Center, not the other way around. So for jazz listeners that are not aware that the Gusman Center is now the Olympia Theater, just be aware that it's the same place. We're not sending you in a place you don't know.
You're also going to have performances at the Fillmore, the National Hotel, and the Catalina Hotel. And in our next segment with Philippe Potesta-Herder, founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Fest, we'll talk about specifics. More info, of course, on their website at MiamiNiceJazzFestival.com, or you can call 1-877-392-3463 and go to extension number 3. We return with Philippe in just a moment here on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Ed.
Ed Bell with you on South Florida Arts Beat. Our guest In our second segment, Philippe Potesta Herder, the founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Fest. This year, it's November 1st through the 23rd at five or more destinations here in Miami-Dade County, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, Olympia Theater at Gusman Center on Flagler in downtown Miami, the Fillmore on Miami Beach, the National Hotel and the Catalina Hotel, and perhaps a few more. I know. Philippe, let's start with your opening performance Saturday, November 1st at 8 p.m.
Yes, tomorrow night we actually doing something a little bit challenging. We have two concerts going on at the same time, but it's in two very distinctive areas of town. The first event is Etienne Charles, beautiful artist from Trinidad, playing at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Tomorrow night, doors open at 8.
A fairly new jazz musician to
yes,
most jazz lovers.
Worse, really worse to listen. Actually, we had a very beautiful article written this week on the Miami Herald outlining those two beautiful artists playing tomorrow, Etienne Charles at South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center.
Thank you, Fernando Gonzalez.
Thank you, Fernando. Beautiful article. Thank you so much for supporting the art. And tomorrow night as well at the Olympia Theater, pianist Roberto Fonseca, with an opening set by the French Horn.
An exciting group out of the University of Miami.
A very exciting group under the leadership of Vincent Raffard. The actual band is becoming the official band of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival throughout the year as well. So we will be presenting them at different shows and promote this beautiful band as they should be. Very talented. And it has this style, you know, of the gypsy jazz. It's a very gypsy jazz band.
Talking about Django. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Very talented people.
Let's move on to Sunday. We want to make sure to get everybody in. Your French brunch series is marvelous.
Yes, this is something we want to try this year. As being part of the French Weeks, the Miami Nice Jazz Festival wanted to introduce jazz and food. And this will be done every Sundays, November 2nd. November 9th, November 16th, and November 23rd at the beautiful, newly renovated National Hotel in Miami Beach, right in the heart of South Beach and on the water.
So and it starts about at noon?
It starts at noon, three and a half hours of music by the French Horn. So every Sunday they will actually have a different repertoire of music, ranging from jazz classics to electro, New Orleans beats. Also, we're going to have some gypsy jazz as well. So every Sunday, a different style of music.
When this group hits national, it's going to be tremendous, I think.
And it's going to be a great show.
I think it's going to happen. Friday, November the 8th is a magnificent show. Thank you so much for bringing these three great ladies of jazz song together.
Yeah, this is a beautiful idea, actually, that my friend Robert Geithner, the director at the at the Olympia Theater, suggested that we put together a show that relates all the different artists that are born and or that are living in Miami, and we decided to go with this amazing show, which is going to be called the Miami Leading Ladies of Jazz. This is a unique performance with Nicole Yarling, Rose Max, and Wendy Peterson.
Wow.
Conducted by the talented Chuck Bergeron and the South Florida Jazz Orchestra.
This is
going to be
extraordinary
big band,
concert.
Three beautiful ladies. They're all going to do a single set of their own repertoire, and then they'll sing the three of them together.
And that's at the Olympia.
That's going to be at the Olympia Saturday, November 8th.
Now, let's take it into also that evening, jazz session and Italian food at Soia e Pomodoro.
Yeah, Soia e Pomodoro. Like
that's
I said before, we're trying to plug in people that are doing jazz throughout the year.
That's in downtown Miami?
Right next door to the Gusman. This is a beautiful venue, very authentic, very jazz, very fun, and yummy food there. So we'll have a jam session after each of the Olympia shows, so tomorrow night and on November 8th. At the Soia and Pomodoro.
Wednesday, November 12th, another great jazz singer.
Of course. We're going to have In the Lobby Lounge jazz at the Olympia. And on November 14th,
Leonard Rutledge.
Yes, that's with
wonderful vocalist.
Beautiful vocalist. It's going to be actually, this event happens every second Wednesday of the month.
That's in the lobby lounge of the Olympia. Is that upstairs?
No, it will be actually depending on the attendance. They open the upstairs as well, so downstairs and upstairs. Very, great. Very interesting, and you can. It's followed by a tour of the historical venue as well. Like they take you on the tour.
I want to mention Friday, November 14th. I'm so excited to have back Alan Harris with his band, hopefully with Jesse Jones Jr. on sax. They'll be performing live on South Florida Arts Beat. Later that night at 8 p.m., they perform at the wonderful South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center as part of Miami Nice Jazz Fest.
On November 14th, that Friday. And this year, we're trying something completely new at the Catalina Hotel, which is going to be called the Catalina Jazz Sessions, on Friday the 14th and on Saturday the 15th. It's a free concert. Complimentary of the Catalina Hotel. They will be presenting George Moreno, who is a Latin Grammy Award winner, on November 14. And on November 15, fasten your seatbelt. You'll be able to enjoy some Bebel Gilberto playing
Brazilian
live.
Great Brazilian jazz.
Great Brazilian jazz. And we will be introducing a French band called Dinner at the Thompsons. They are French-American. Beautiful band. Very, very happening in Europe.
Jazz or pop or what?
It's a mix of both. And we will also be welcoming DJ Oil, formerly from the Troublemakers in France. This is one of the only French DJ that has that is labeled under the Blue Note. And he will have
Blue
a
Note
special
Records.
Set. Yeah, we'll have a special set with Akin Yai. And again, this is two nights of free concerts at the Catalina Hotel. November 14th and November 15th. So save the dates on those 2 days. November 22nd. I know Ed is looking at me and he's like, how can you put all these artists together? There's so many things to do. So it's not Miami Nice Jazz Festival anymore. Let's introduce it as Miami Jazz Month.
Okay.
That's what's
I like
up.
That. I like that.
So November 22nd, we'll have the Hot Sardines at South Miami Del Cultural Arts Center.
Tell me a little bit about them.
That's a very interesting combination of French and New Orleans jazz. Very, very happening. It's a very lively set.
You're going to get up and dance.
Well, we should. They are that good that you're probably going to do that. And on the November 22nd, with the Rhythm Foundation, we are presenting Diego El Cigala at the Fillmore. You know our great relationship with this beautiful Miami company association
Rhythm
called
Foundation.
The Rhythm Foundation.
We
They've
love them. Laura Quinlan.
Shaking the music landscape
amazing.
For the last 25 years, and they're
they
still doing
They always turn
it.
Us on to new artists.
Definitely.
Tell me about Diego El Cigala's style. What's he doing?
Well, Diego El Cigala is a flamenco singer from Spain, big character for the ladies, handsome guy. I think it's going to be an amazing show, and we are bringing a little bit of world music into the jazz festival. It's always very hard to just do jazz.
Well, I think
we have to mix it up with other genre.
I think it's great that you're mixing it up and broadening because there's so many wonderful artists to check out. And
it makes it a little bit more interesting. And the fact that we have 3 weeks of events, we hopefully will allow people to at least attend one of those. Instead of concentrating on just one weekend or 2 or 3 days, we want to make the availability.
And you take us all over the county.
Yes, Miami. South Dade, Miami Beach, downtown Miami.
Philippe Pautesta Herder, the founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Fest, our guest today. More info at MiamiNiceJazzFestival.com and 1-877-392-3463, extension 3. And you wrap it up Sunday, November 23rd at noon with another jazz brunch with the French Horn.
Closing day, November 23rd. On Sunday, jazz brunch at the National, and we will have also at night a closing party at night at the Riviera Hotel in a little Cuban place called Moreno's, a little tucked away bar at the Riviera Hotel, bar and restaurant actually. Very, very, very cool place, very cool place to hang out. And so, for a complete schedule of the festival, I invite you to check our website, which is Miami Nice Jazz Festival. The word Nice spells exactly like nice. So it's N-I-C-E.
But you don't pronounce it that way.
It doesn't spell like your family member, your niece. No, it's nice. Miami Nice Jazz Festival then. MiamiNiceJazzFestival.com. And we are coming up in 2015 with, I hope, a concept that's gonna go through, which is called Jazz in Wynwood.
Wow.
Want to bring a little bit of jazz in Wynwood that already has so much heart going on. So we're going to step it up a little bit with some cool live music and try to have maybe a weekly event, a monthly event, or at least a bi-yearly event in the heart of Wynwood.
Well, you know, I can't let you out of here before you give us a little more. You're hoping to have a regular jazz event in Wynwood. Why Wynwood?
Wynwood is really this this area of town that is becoming super interesting. I kind of relate to this neighborhood. I think it's very original. Great crowd. A lot of access to new things. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of the heart of Miami right now. This is, you know, a little bit where, like, everything's going on, all the edgy stuff. And, you know, I'm 37 years old, so I kind of relate to all this movement. And for me, it's exciting. So a concept like this would make total sense. And I know it's already welcomed already locally by a lot of the people that work there and have galleries or studios. And this is a concept that I think will see the day of light early 2015.
Yeah. Good luck on that. You know, the design district's going to be real jealous.
They will. But we'll all have something to, you know,
look
make
forward
everybody
to.
Happy and look forward to.
Mr. Philippe Potesta-Herder, founder and CEO of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival. Good luck to you, sir, on these magnificent endeavors. The Miami Nice Jazz Festival. More info at MiamiNiceJazzFestival.com, 1-877-392-3463. Thank you so much, sir. Once again, good luck.
Thank you, Ed.